Moving on now. Palestinian health officials say 20 protesters have been injured by Israeli forces in the besieged Gaza Strip. The Palestinians were participating in a protest on the seashore in northern Gaza against Israel's 12-year-long maritime blockade of the enclave. The Palestinians also used more than 40 fishing boats to break Israel's blockade on Gaza, but they had to stop their advance as Israeli troops opened fire. Israel has time and again intercepted ships trying to do so, causing casualties. The Gaza Strip has been under Israel's blockade since June 2007. In recent months, Tel Aviv has even tightened the siege and banned the entry of humanitarian supplies into the enclave. The blockade has caused a decline in living standards, as well as unprecedented levels of unemployment and poverty. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Rabbi David Feldman, Associate Director of the Netzarei Krata International. I'm very sorry if I mispronounced that, Rabbi. Now, let's focus more on the situation in Gaza right now. We have seen, well, of course, the Gaza Strip has been under a blockade since 2007, but most recently, Israel has even stopped allowing humanitarian aid entering the Gaza Strip, including a convoy from the United Nations, which included essential medicine that is needed for the people in hospital there. Now, what do you make of this recent development, and how far should Israel go before the international community takes some serious steps into stopping them?
Happening not just today, what is happening already for decades is ridiculous, is terrible, and is very sad, especially what is happening for over a decade in Gaza by having this this massive open-air prison, having these masses of people oppressed to this tremendous level. And as you said, as is well known, this is just getting worse. When we see these casualties, when we see these sadness, it's so painful that we need this expensive price to have people wake up. Unfortunately, this is just going on. And as you say, people need to wake up. The world needs to wake up that this has to stop. What is going on in Gaza is ridiculous, is criminal, and this should be condemned. And we as Jewish people, we strongly condemn all of this, what is happening in Gaza for over a decade and what is happening in Palestine for several decades, for over 7 decades. In the name of masses of Jewish people worldwide, Jewish people, I can just strongly and harshly condemn all what Israel is doing to the Palestinian people, all what they are doing to the Jewish religion. We have masses of Jewish people worldwide who are not only in total, they're not just condemning all what is happening, but they say this in public. People worldwide, Jewish people, are sad, are embarrassed when the state of Israel dares to do all of this supposedly in our name, supposedly in the name of our religion. This is a true desecration of the Jewish religion. When these people who don't even follow Judaism choose to use, to misuse our religion to somehow supposedly justify all what's being done. This is sad and criminal.
Thank you very much, Rabbi David Feldman, joining us live from New York with his take on the situation in Gaza.